From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Prosecutors now say the man who has described himself as the mastermind of the September 11th terror attacks will be tried in a civilian courtroom. Attorney General Eric Holder said today after extensive delays, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other Guantanamo detainees will be brought to trial in federal court not far from the site of the World Trade Center.
After 8 years of delay, those allegedly responsible for the attacks of September the 11th will finally face justice. They will be brought to New York, to answer for their alleged crimes in a courthouse just blocks away from where the Twin Towers once stood.
Holder said today five other suspects will be sent to military commissions. The decision to try some of the September 11th terror suspects in civilian court has drawn mixed reaction from victims' families. Some are concerned the suspects could be freed on a technicality and say a military court would have been more appropriate. Prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty in the case. President Obama thanked the Prime Minister of Japan today for Japan's multi-billion-dollar pledge of support to help rebuild Afghanistan. Mr. Obama says his decision on whether to send additional troops to the war zone is coming soon. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama has drawn criticism from some quarters for the time he's taken in settling on a strategy for Afghanistan. But after a meeting with Japan's prime minister, in which Afghanistan's future was a major topic, Mr. Obama said those who really understand the situation recognize the importance of getting the Afghan strategy right.
It's a matter of making certain that when I send young men and women into war, and I devote billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money, that it's making us safer.
The president is not expected to announce a decision on troop levels for at least a week or so while he's traveling in Asia. Once he does make a decision, he says he'll take care to explain his reasoning to the American people. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Tokyo.
The nation's trade deficit widened by more than 18% in September, in part because of rising oil prices, NPR's Brian Reed reports.
The trade deficit measures how much more money the country spends on imports than it makes on exports. And that gap grew beyond the expectations of many economists to $36.5 billion. U.S. exports have been gaining steadily since last spring, largely because of a drop in the value of the dollar. And those gains continued in September by nearly 3%, but they were dwarfed by the increase in imports, which grew because of a spike in shipments of foreign oil. Prices for oil reached their highest level in close to a year. Analysts expect further rises in imports to help boost the American economy as it recovers from a deep recession. But as that recovery takes hold, the demand for foreign goods will likely go up as well. Brian Reed, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 73 points. This is NPR. As the government continues to unravel the elaborate Ponzi scheme organized by jailed money manager Bernard Madoff, prosecutors say that two former Madoff employees were arrested at their homes today, charged with conspiracy and falsifying records. The pair are alleged to have programmed an IBM computer to generate false records that concealed the money manager's Ponzi scheme, which cost investors billions of dollars. Meanwhile, 200 items from Madoff's home are going on the auction block this weekend in Manhattan. France will not pass a law banning Muslim women from wearing a veil that covers the body, face, and head, known as a burqa. Elder Beardsley sends this report.
A committee of French parliamentarians launched an inquiry into the burqa after French President Nicolas Sarkozy attacked the all-encompassing Muslim veil last June. Sarkozy said the burqa subjugated women and had no place in France. But the committee decided not to ban the garment after legal experts, local officials, Muslim leaders, and even some militant secularists told the congressman that a ban could be anti-constitutional, counterproductive, and impossible to enforce. Fewer than 300 women in France are thought to wear the burqa. France did ban Muslim headscarves in state schools in 2004 following a similar inquiry. France is home to Europe's largest Muslim minority and has had a long-running debate on how far it is willing to go to accommodate Islam without undermining its cherished separation of church and state. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The National Association of Realtors is predicting sales of homes to first-time buyers will rise significantly this year, in large part due to a popular $8,000 tax credit that lawmakers have now decided to extend. Real Estate Industry Trade Group projects 47% of all sales this year will be to first-time buyers. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.